Welcome to the MassCast from podcast.shapelessmass.com. Oh, for the love of God, my anus is bleeding.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go. Do it.
Awake, lucid, 2 out of 3 inbound.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have
that long.
That's been a while.
A week or so.
Right, just a week or so.
So or three
podcast
or four.
Number 52. You know me, I'm EBA.
Cool.
To my left is Amber.
Yes.
Hey, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
To her left is
Sir
Mildred Pierce.
Sir Mildred fucking Pierce.
Yeah, you can just call her Mildred.
Sir Mildred Pitt.
Or SMP if you're
SMP,
like down with the street.
Sir Mildred Pitt.
Yo. To his left is one of our first new guests.
Poodle.
Poodle? Mm-hmm. Say hi, Poodle.
Hi.
And then to his left.
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi.
You can visit me online at shapelessmass.com.
Cool.
You can listen to the podcast online at podcast.shapelessmass.com.
Ooh, again.
You can visit Mr. Pierce online at his newly refurbished website and featuring his rarely updated Monday music mix.
That's right, that's right. There'll be another one out this past Monday, this previous Monday.
Using the time machine. It'll be out by the time this podcast
I'm on Facebook now, too.
And I mean,
just as sad
just
bastard.
As Mildred Pierce, because they don't want you to use pseudonyms.
Right, right. So it's a good thing you use Mildred Pierce. Yeah. So what's the address for the? What's the address for? Well, we're not gonna just one address.
For which one?
For the Monday Music Mix.
It's popamericana.com.
It's 4 M's like Mildred's Monday Music Mix.
Delicious.
Like purple spice.
Campbell.
You can email us. Okay.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Should we start things off right with the song?
Can I play a song?
Of course.
Cool. There's new Department of Eagles.
New Department of Eagles?
Yeah, they just put out a new album.
What's the song called?
I don't know, but it's track 2. I like track 2 best.
So track 2 by Department of Eagles.
It's,
I'm going to follow that up with a song by Buck 65 that I think you guys really dig.
It's Nobody Does It Like You Do or something like that.
Is it Nobody Does It Better? Is that a Carly Simon cover?
That's yeah.
I fucking love this song.
Yeah, you'll like it though.
I fucking love this song.
Are you dead serious?
Nah.
Hard as hell, the witch's hammer. Right away I knew the sound. So severe and long forgotten, cities burning to the ground. Torn to shreds, stressed and cracked, worried minds obsessed in fact. Skin and bones and blood red eyes, the messenger was dressed in black. Deceive the birds, fool yourself, believe the words with all your heart. Goodness gracious, fold your hands, and that's when things will fall apart. Galleries of sleep and dreams, take your chances, weigh your cares. Give up the ghost, display your lairs, sing along and say your prayers.
Jesus taught his thing and him an offender. House defense and gashed and Und doch haben sie die Sauber getan. Und doch haben sie die Sauber getan.
It's too late now at last, the all-consuming flood. Sink or swim, it feeds on fear, sacred text and human blood. The trees are trying to escape and all the birds are flying south. Fighting with violent desire, look inside the lion's mouth.
Jesus taught his deed and him an offender. House defense and gas.
seems to know the truth. Politicians, tribal leaders, desperate people close their eyes and try to reach for higher states. Nothing left to talk about, sleep no more in dire straits. Crooked teeth, naked breast, hunger that will only worsen. Dislocated souls go blind, the death of a holy person. Nighttime sky shot full of holes, mysteries and misdenounced. Control is lost, no one noticed, magic words are mispronounced.
Oh,
What is that called?
Track 2.
Track 2. Buck 65 with Miss Deeds.
I dig that one. Is that new?
No, that's not new. It's from 2007. Here, let's get the show on the road right.
Fortune cookie time. Cookie. You know the rules. You feed me, I'm happy. Never going home now. Poodle, I think we should start with you. Go ahead.
No matter what your past has been, you have a spotless future.
In bed, that's pretty in bed, yeah. Golden investment opportunities are arising. In bed.
100%.
In bed and covered in slime if, you know, you're kinky like that.
An old wish will come true.
In bed.
All your sorrows will vanish. In bed.
Yeah, I think in bed's winning this time.
Yeah, a new business venture is on the horizon. Covered in slime.
Well, that's kind of funny. Picture the horizon is covered in slime?
Yeah, for the business.
Venture business is to clean up the slime on the
Oh, yeah. That's good news.
You want to talk about this? Austin Roadblade's column?
Yeah, fuck him.
What's he up to these days?
Quite possibly one of the most ignorant pieces of shit he's ever produced.
Actually, and that was something his mother produced.
Huh?
The headline is, NSA whistleblowers should be locked up.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this earlier, weren't we?
There are these people who work for the NSA who were monitoring American cell phone calls and American telephone calls.
At random.
To soldiers fighting for America, American soldiers in the Middle East.
Right. Yeah, I heard about that.
Anyway, some of the people came forward and said, we're doing this and this is wrong. And now there's a government investigation. This is happening right here in Augusta, Georgia. The whole wiretapping thing was done.
At Fort Gordon, because it's a top communication space.
And based on this, Austin says, these two are not so much whistleblowers as they are blowhards. The NSA should make an example of them, even if they don't. They have no right to ever expect anyone to honor their confidentiality oath that two took and obviously used to wipe their own fannies. I kind of stress the secrecy. Let's see. Some might say it is treasonous.
Some might.
Expose this information.
Well, did they expose any actual information, or just...
The fact that the United States was doing this.
Yeah, that's not really...
The fact that the United States is doing it is kind of treasonous. Really...
What's interesting to me, treason actually has a definition.
It does, quite.
In the United States, what's considered treasonous is to do things that violate the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
The rights of others.
You know, for instance, like proposing that people who... call someone out for doing something illegal, those people should be in prison. That's kind of sort of treasonous.
A little bit, just kind
of. So, kind of sort of Austin Rhodes, kind of sort of, treason. Sorry, Austin.
I'm not.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
I was going to say asshole first. You stole it.
Huh. I haven't listened to the show in a long time. I should really check it out this week.
Sir Mildred Pierce weaned me off of AM 580 and got me on the NPR instead.
Turned her into a good liberal.
It's not for Barack Obama, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm check out his show this week.
What do y'all think of his opinion, though?
Me? Personal?
People who blew the whistle on this should be in jail.
Personally, I think that if they should be in jail, then, like, shouldn't America pretty much just go over to Britain and say, put us in cuffs, considering
we
did split and all, and it did take a lot of inside information, so Austin Rhodes can suck my left labia. I've been kind of hoping he died for the past 10 years, anyway.
Okay, we'll move to applause.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Let's see. Oh, well, there you go. Right at the top. An American Carol. David Zucker, the man behind the Airplane series, takes a shot at the left, notably Michael Moore.
Oh, yeah, I saw that coming soon thing.
That's all it says.
Yeah. Is it like a funny satire?
It's a parody of Michael Moore's stuff.
It's like an Airplane-style comedy. So what do we think?
Whatever, sure.
Yeah. I'm like 5 stars. Those movies have just gotten so worn thin. Like, you know, the whole scary movie franchise, the master movie,
right.
superhero movie and all that.
Well, this is definitely a little something different, though.
Yeah, I think it's a nice change.
I think I would rent it, but I don't think I'd go see it.
So, good, given the number of stars between 1 and 10, 10 being best?
1.5.
Whoa! That was fucking harsh.
I'll watch 10-minute chunks of it on YouTube.
Exactly. Ah. Like, I'd...
I'm sure the best
one. I'd sneak in to see it, but I don't think I'd pay for it.
Maybe six. Six?
Okay. Is politics something that interests you?
Not really.
Not really.
I think it's
interesting. Anything that makes fun of Michael Moore would be funny.
Yeah.
Ever?
Oh, no.
One star. Man, you guys are harsh. Okay. Spears.
Well, she doesn't want anything that makes fun of liberalism.
I
mean,
she does not have liberalism.
I don't know. It might be pretty funny. Seven or six. Somewhere around that. Maybe.
So six and a half?
Six and
a half. We should all go see it together and then...
Mm. Body of Lies. This is a Ridley Scott movie. So. A CIA operative, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, enlists the aid of a CIA veteran, played by Russell Crowe, and the head of Jordanian intelligence to infiltrate a terrorist network.
Can I have another fortune cookie?
800?
Yeah.
You got some pizza?
Body of Lies, I think, would probably be pretty good. I'd give it a 5 or a 6.
I don't know. I'm Ridley Scott, you know? I
mean, right.
And you got a good cast, too. I'd probably say like a 7 or 8.
See, like, when I know.
I didn't used to, but, you know, that really changed a lot with Blood Diamond.
Yes.
I was actually very impressed with him there, so.
You should see Titanic.
And then go gouge my eyes out with a Rusty Garden implement.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'd give that one a 7.
7.
Body-wise? We're talking about body-wise.
Yeah, body-wise.
Yeah. Is it for me? Maybe 6 or 7. I don't know.
5.
So we're pretty close to more agreement with that. Let's see. Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Ooh, yay.
It's good versus evil for Obi-Wan, Yoda, and the Jedi Knights as they resist the forces of the dark side. Which is pretty much the plot of all the movies. But anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, if you change Obi-Wan to Luke Skywalker, then it's pretty much the plot of all movies.
Hey, don't ruin it.
I have a bunch of time.
I'm just like 3 stars, dude. This thing looks so bad. It's hard not to quote Yahtzee with this because it is like one giant cutscene, it looks like.
Right.
Like you just keep wanting to hit like X on your PlayStation controller to skip through it.
Yeah.
No, I was ironically just going to say that. That looks like one giant cutscene from what I've seen.
I also am a little tired of Lucas just trying to make me accept the new series.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I accept it on my terms? He's got to keep pushing it on me. Like, no, the new series is good, man. Accept it. It's part of the, you know, part of the canon.
I personally am pretty tired of George Lucas trying to convince us that Jedi is a religion, but you have your thing, I have mine.
There's like hundreds of English people who disagree with you.
I know. And they're not English, either. They're Australian. They think it's a religion.
Well, I don't know why Australia would be going England's census.
Well, they become Australian when they...
I didn't know that English...
That's how that works. Thank
that's where
you.
The accent comes from.
I really thought that it was just Australian people. I didn't know British people.
I mean,
people
it's all bad guys. It's totally British guys.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, I'll give it like a 5 or 6. It's probably about as good as any of those Star Wars.
You're
bullshit. I'm of the opinion that the original trilogy isn't all that great.
Negative 12.
Most of it doesn't make any sense.
Total?
Maybe a 5. I haven't seen any of the previews, so.
Negative 12.
Negative 12.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because we talked about since Total has never seen Iron Maze,
I'm
so we're listening to the Laziest Men on Mars with their song.
Your face
and follow
that
up with something.
Yeah. Invading Realm 101. We're walking
through. What happened?
Someone set up us the bug. We get signal.
What?
Main screen turn on.
It's you.
How are you, gentlemen? All your base are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
You have no chance to survive, make your time. Ha ha ha. All your base, are belong to. to us. All your base, your base, base, base. All your base, dark belong to us. All your base, your base, base, base. All your base, dark belong to us. All your base, your base, base, base. All your base, dark belong to us. All your base, your base, base, base. All your base, dark belong to us. All your base, your base, base.
Thank you. guest spot.
Sonic the Hedgehog is sort of a rock star of the video gaming industry. He fronted a succession of extremely popular titles, made enough money to buy St. Paul's Cathedral and grind it into a fine snortable powder, hung around with a lot of suspiciously effeminate young boys, abused a number of forbidden substances, spiraled downwards as inevitably as Al-Qaeda Airways, weathered a few very embarrassing attempts to re-grab the spotlight, and now his shows are attended only by people's dads, who can only shake their heads in despair at the unshaven, drug-addled spaz on stage, whose pathetic spurts of activity masquerading as entertainment only serve to highlight both his and his audience's mutual decline into inexorable, piss-dribbling old age. All he needs to do now is hang himself on a door while having a wank. The particular substance Sonic is abusing this time around is dual world gameplay, because Nintendo were all over that for a while, and Sonic is nothing if not willing to jog sweatily along about 50 feet behind the bandwagon. You get to explore various thinly disguised countries of the world in either the day or the night. During the day, your lovable drug crazed has been normal Sonic. During the night, you turn into a werehog, which, as I've been quick to remind everyone with assuredly insufferable smugness, is a misnomer, because the word werewolf derives from the Old English word were, meaning man, so man wolf. A more appropriate word would be hog wolf or wolf hog, although I'm not sure he's even supposed to be a wolf, because wolves don't usually possess stretchy arms or run around ripping off God of War. I bought Sonic Unleashed to review because I was almost certain I would hate it, and I needed something to help me unwind in the stressful Christmas period. It's a fairly safe assumption that anyone who ever had any actual talent in Sonic Team has long since abandoned the company to an invading force of leprous retards who create design documents by flicking fountain pens at a pile of shredded paper. I was looking forward to a delightfully horrible game to get good and angry at, but it turns out I was disappointed. Sonic Unleashed is so bad, so utterly putrid, that I can't even get worked up about it. It falls right off the edge of my critical spectrum into the black, cloying void of dispassionate loathing. It doesn't even have the hilariously awful quality of previous Sonic games, like in the last one where he tried to get his little furry leg over a human girl who was probably underage, just in case it didn't completely creep you out. The only slightly tolerable parts of Sonic Unleashed are the nighttime manhog levels, mainly because you could put Sonic in a skirt, unfocus your eyes, and convince yourself that you're playing God of War, a much better game. It's almost entertaining to be able to pick up two small, relatively harmless enemies and slap them against each other like one of those possessed toy monkeys, and like God of War, you can opt to finish off wounded enemies with a quick time event special move, but they're terribly unforgiving, and if you fail, the sheer reality-altering power of your ineptitude causes them to regain most of their health, so you might as well forget it and just mash heavy attack until their skulls have been flattened against the curb. The leprous retards of Sonic Team have basically been lost in their own little world for the past few years, but occasionally something penetrates their malformed 3-inch thick skulls. Recently, for example, the notion finally broke through that most people want Sonic games to be about Sonic, and that his ever-expanding entourage of neon woodland creatures can all go dive under a tractor, so the cast of anthropomorphs is cut down on this venture. Tails makes an appearance, but he was with the series while it was still good, so I'll let that one slide. But we're also introduced to a new, helpful in massive inverted commas, pixie-like character who is like Navi from Ocarina of Time with a cheese grater taped to her face. It doesn't help that the dialogue's so fucking embarrassingly written I had to change the language to Japanese just to give it enough of a sense of cultural distance that my hands didn't keep slipping off the controller and fastening around my throat. Another thing that finally penetrated is that putting Sonic in a 3D environment has repeatedly proven to be like releasing freshwater fish into the Dead Sea. They just don't get along. So the day missions, as normal Sonic, largely consist of running very fast on a largely 2D plane. Then Sonic Team's nanny was called away and they fell back on their leprous retard instincts. Ironically, Sonic just moves too fucking fast, running face first into pits and spike traps that you'd need clairvoyance to be able to avoid on your first go, so the levels can only be beaten by trial and error. There's more than one stage that kills you if you don't press anything in the first second or two. This is gameplay I would expect from a fucking ROM hack, designed by Hitler. They even use that obsolete fucking lives system, and if you run out, you've got to start the level all over again, and then, just to be completely insufferable, when you finally reach the end of a level, the game grades you, usually very poorly. I'm ashamed enough that I'm even playing this game, and now the game itself is insulting me for it. Mind you, even getting to the next level is like pulling teeth. First you go from your world map to the country you feel like harassing, then you have to find the entrance to the mission hub while avoiding conversation with a bunch of spliffed up locals, then you have to navigate the incredibly unintuitively laid out mission hubs to find the level entrance to find the actual game part of the fucking game. And even then they won't let you in the door until you've picked up enough coins as part of a completely asinine gameplay lengthening scheme that will more often than not have you traipsing back and forth over every shitty fucking level trying to find them all. This isn't the game for you if you like jumping right into the action. Come to think of it, this isn't the game for you, even if you don't. I'm not sure what kind of person could consider this the game for them, but they probably live in a cave and subsist on raw fish. Nostalgia is the only reason Sonic still gets a free ride, despite repeatedly rubbing his little blue balls in our face with terrible game after terrible game. Sonic is done. He's past it. He doesn't need more games. He needs help. Specifically, the kind of help that involves taking him behind the shed and tearfully putting both barrels through his confused, oblivious little face. Stuff him, mount him, repurpose him as a litter-picking device.
Come, strap
atomic bombs. Down south be where I'm from. Better to blast on any of you dumb dumbs who come up with assumptions. Bumping them guns, but your guns be getting zipped. Fill equipped with submarines to sink your battleship. Calicoes to cattle whips, so the battle shifts for my bravery. Rough like a basil beak. Landscaping the opposition, my occupation's to be stopping slavery. And my faith in heat is constantly telling me that the evil is facing me. Girls be race, I got hoes stabbing me in my back. I'm in my car and he's chasing. Flee the scene. Yeah, I'm ready to go blast anything that's mean. Mugging, I'm struggling. Ready for plugging, no loving him. You down, he bluffing, no trusting him. Big bad whoop huffing and puffing, huh? Lurching, bluffing, we rushing, yeah. The hospitality's loving him. Without the sound, you fools wouldn't be a thing. Play a hitting big lurching my southern game, so what you're saying? Yeah, you know what I'm misdemeanor? These niggas doing all that hate, but they know they wouldn't sell a motherfucking shit without the sound, baby.
Don't tell me you niggas wanna ride to the sound. Don't tell me them sissies wanna clown on the sound. Don't tell me my dogs ain't sick up in the sound. Anybody that bring it, get this dirty in your mouth. Don't tell me them niggas wanna ride to the sound. Don't tell me them sissies wanna clown on the sound. Don't tell me my dogs ain't sick up in the sound. Anybody that bring it, get this dirty in they mouth.
Where you from? From the west, nah. From the east, nah. From the north, nah. From the south, yeah, nigga, where the dicks grow bigger, where the moonshine kill livers, and the hot sun get blisters. Why the south be clowning? Why them niggas frowning? Why they riding in regals? Booty shake music just pounding. It's the lifestyle, I know it. It's the gold fronts, I know it. It's the way she dance, I know it. With the big fat ass, just show it. What the fuck you screaming? Hate the south for no reason. Nigga, your ass was born here, now you resort to treason. That's alright, just live your life. Get that ass, just tap real nice. Say you don't know, but you will know. Fucked in the ass like a smiley for a hoe. I don't give a damn if you don't give a damn. If they don't give a damn, then we all don't give a damn. See the south be off that hot sauce. Come and get your tongue burned. Nigga, you need some water. Show your mama what you learned.
Don't tell me them niggas wanna ride to the south. Don't tell me them sisters wanna clown from the south. Don't tell me my dogs ain't sick up in the south. Anybody that bring it, get this dirty in their mouth. Don't tell me them niggas wanna ride to the south. Don't tell me them sisters wanna clown from the south. Don't tell me my dogs ain't sick up in the south. Anybody that bring it, get this dirty in their mouth.
What's 1 plus 2? What's 2 plus 1? What's 2 plus 2? Uh-oh. Now let me explain a little bit more. Ha! It's that down south shit, peep it. Don't tell anybody though, it's a secret. Coming around this mountain with 1,000 fools. It's hella deep shit. Which side is you on? Cause there is no straddling, no fences. Niggas claiming everywhere you go they wanna bang. So we strapped with that 9 milli thang thang. Now why are you doing what you're doing around me? Hella fools surrounding around me with this sort of white man mentality. Like the south ain't where it's supposed to be. Damn dude, don't mean to be rude, but now you gotta misconstrued if you will. So get it unconstrued then get it real. Before your ass get killed, caps peeled, way back to the white meat, so we can see all of your brain cells show. Now there you go, posing up in smiley coat, selling Bama weed and artificial dope from Cleveland coat, the 2-lane coat, striking around in a super spoke on a cellular phone that's chipped out in a car with ignition switch ripped out. It's that 334 with Monte Carlos cutlasses and Rigos, and I'm parking lot pimping on site, getting at these hoes in front of top flight.
Don't tell me them niggas wanna ride to the sale. Don't tell me them sisters wanna climb. Don't tell me my dogs ain't sick up in the cell. Anybody that bring it, get this dirty in your mouth. Don't tell me them niggas wanna ride to the cell. Don't tell me them sisters wanna clown on the cell. Don't tell me my dogs ain't sick up in the cell. Anybody that bring it, get this dirty in their mouth.
The dumbing down of love.
with your glass. Whichever way you fall. And if I tell you, love or alone without love, what will happen? Love or alone without love, will you listen? Love or alone without. You're still not famous, and you haven't struck it rich. Underachieving, 'cause no one's receiving. And this tunnel vision, it's turning out all wrong.
That was Fru Frau.
Fru Frau.
Frau Frau.
Spreken
I should remix that.
Right.
The song was The Dumbing Down of Love. Put Amber to sleep.
Almost put me to sleep.
Oh, screw you, I'm brilliant.
The advice column.
I had oral sex with my boyfriend for the first time. I gave him and also received. I don't regret it or anything. He did it in his truck out of nowhere. We were so horny, we did it. It was a front of a store called Target.
Maybe you've heard of a store called Target.
Possibly.
After we finished, we realized that there was a camera next to the car. It was kind of facing down on us. I'm afraid they will or might have saw us. Any help? can you erase the tape?
So, can you help?
Sounds kinky.
Yeah.
Preferred on the
That's
internet.
Pretty hot.
Little late there, kid.
They have a good time.
Websites devoted to the
What yeah. you do is you go is blow it? The guy that runs the camera.
Ah.
And since now that you're already good at it, he'll give you the tape.
But then he'll have a camera in his office.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, like but if you blow the guy, now that you've had all this practice, if you're good enough, he'll just give you the tape.
What website you're talking about, does it have is it staged or is it real?
Yeah, it's real.
Wow.
And staged.
Yeah, I'm sure they're staged. My advice, first off, if you're going to pick a parking lot to have your consensual mutual oral sex thing in, have a little bit of class, What's wrong with
Go in front of Kmart?
Vera Wang.
Yeah, Kmart, yeah, that's a little. That's
I was
going to
say, come on, the mall? Vera Wang? Something.
Find a nice, expensive clothing shop or maybe a Jaguar dealership or something like that. Locate the camera and set up shop there.
In the Jaguar.
Even better. Yeah, test drive a Jaguar and, then test drive a Jaguar, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
I still like the idea of blowing the guy.
Let's see. She could go in there and demand that they erase it and say that she'll go to the cops saying they have, child porn on there or something. Say that she's underage.
I can't imagine how that would backfire.
No indication they were underage.
Is a security guard going to call the cop and say, hey, I have child porn on this video camera here?
Yeah, it's not their fault.
That's a good point.
Did you hear about that chick? She's 16 and posted naked pictures of herself.
They arrested her for child pornography.
Yeah. She's a
registered sex offender.
Yeah. Why? Because she posted pictures of herself? That's genius.
Which makes me wonder, say you were to take photos of yourself as a baby being washed in the tub or something like that, post them on the child pornography website, did they arrest you as being a child sex offender? Obviously.
I mean, if you put it on that kind of website, probably.
Any website.
They're going to start arresting suicide victims.
That's awesome. That's just so great.
I'm thinking about writing a bill now, sending it to my congressman.
Oh,
I really am.
Okay, so just wondering, I'm a virgin, and I know that guys' balls are super sensitive. So how, when you're having sex, does the girl not get the balls? How do the balls stay out of the way? Thanks for your help.
Wow.
Duct tape works for me.
Wow. Well, in hindsight, some...
Cheers, snip, snip, you're done.
I was going to say, in hindsight, some guys like that hitting the balls thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Mr. Pierce. Sir Pierce.
I just see that.
What do you guys prefer, plural?
Hey,
taping or hitting?
Taping or hitting? I can, you never asked me to, but if I've been hurting you, I can tape them.
I'd pass on being hit.
You want me to tape them?
He's going to entertain me.
Maybe one of them.
What's y'all's about, man?
I like that, one of each.
Gravity.
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 Okay.
Wow.
Well, I think we all learned a little something.
Is that the last one? Oh, good.
It's
jolly good.
Well, is it normal that I have had sex and been pooped, but have not been pooped yet?
I read this one 15 times.
Trying to figure out what it meant.
I can't tell. You're the one I...
Pooped, but have not been popped yet. I think.
So I guess what she's asking is she had sex and she hasn't been declared pooped yet. What's the deal?
Right.
She's saying she got fucked and he didn't pop her cherry is what she's saying.
Yeah, I know. That's what she's really saying, because that's what the answer the lady had. But that's not as entertaining as imagining that she thinks she's going to have sex and end up as the Pope.
I did that once.
But became the Pope or had sex?
Both. Same day. I'm a multitasker.
Been dipped. Thanks.
I want to know why she capitalized everything except the I and his. Is she not capitalized?
But she's so confused it required two question marks.
That's true. And a space.
Yes.
First. Wow.
So she had sex, but her hymen talked. What's the deal?
Maybe she doesn't know
the guy obviously had a really small penis.
Or he didn't do it right.
Or she's got a really loose hymen.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it wasn't really sex. Have you considered that?
Been wrong hole by mistake.
Maybe she has a really stretchy hymen.
Maybe she did it on target.
Which target bought a new hymen to replace them?
Well, you know, Tiger has special healing powers. Put that in there. Crochet.
Interesting choice of words, target.
Whoa.
How much do hymens run for?
At least $25. I mean, they had to be Taiwanese though, but you can buy them online.
Yeah, you can get a much better deal on eBay.
They're normally attached to a little Vietnamese girl, but that's not important.
Always Vietnamese for some reason.
She might end up being a little Vietnamese boy, in which case you have to send it back because he doesn't have a hymen at all.
Yeah. So, anybody else have anything else to add before we release music?
Clear. She's got a request already, so I'm not
okay. Okay, what's your request?
It's on the thumb drive, Clear Up.
Yeah, but I kind of have to know what it's called.
Clear Up.
I'm funny though.
Well, that's the artist name, so it'll come up under that. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay, there's no folder here named Clear Up.
No, it's just in the main folder. There's a bunch of files in there.
Nothing in here that's called.
With a K.
A K? Oh, okay. What's the song called?
It's OS.
There's only one song
for
that.
There's
two songs.
Oh, the one featuring Liddy Lee, Mighty Lee.
Okay, there's Lisa Milberg and Lick.
Huh, what?
The Light?
Mighty Lee.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
so Clear Up Until We Bleed.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm stupid, I'm staying. And if Cupid's got a gun, then he's shooting. Life's black, head's bang. You're my drug, we live it. You're drunk, you need it. Real love, I give it. So if bound to
got a splitting headache. And my heart is broken up into 1,000 tiny little microscopic pieces. I got a head full of headaches, a heart that's full of woes. I'm constantly singing them down home blues that not many people know. That leaves me with a twisted view of the whole wide world as I know it. And I guess I got no choice but to be a poet. Now in my natural habitat, I gravitate towards having that. And I elevate on grabbing black, and I'll never get caught in your rabbit trap. From Yellowstone to Venezuela, Nigeria down through Australia. Something I learned that I got to tell you. It's a whole lot of us saying rap too tight. Now I could have been your doctor or your lawyer. I'll come to your house and clean up for you. Self-destruction won't destroy you if you got somebody that's looking out for you. Men are murdered, women raped. People getting beat on videotape, and people elsewhere trying to escape just to come to America to lick the plate. Helicopters scope the land. Hell is here, so I hope you stand. Hip hop culture is African, and rappers like me go rule the earth. With a head full of headaches, a heart that's full of woes, I'm constantly singing them down home blues that not many people's know. That leaves me with a twisted view of the whole wide world as I know it, and I guess I got no choice but to be a poet. Now every day I manifest and I generate and smoke cannabis, and I penetrate and I innovate and I demonstrate from Los Angeles, from Amsterdam to the Northern Border, Panama, Spain to Atlanta, Georgia. Something I learned that I haven't told you. Brothers like me don't live too long. Now I know you know it ain't who you know, but do you know you? See, cause you can go just like any Joe, and that's for sure true. So if you straighten your nail and the snake's in the barrel and the serpent is under the rainbow. And your head over heels instead of the reels, then you're bound to be tamed. Cause brothers are singing and dancing and rapping like they was a vaudeville act. But knowledge is wealth, and you gotta know self, and you gotta know God's still black. Cause every so often I sit and I wonder why I even trip at all. Cause half are down when I get down, the other half wanna see me fall. Waiting around all heaven bound, and you're seeing that your L7's round. And when the sky falls to the ground, and you found that the only way up is down. Don't give me no additives, no sedatives, or preservatives, or repetitive rhetoric you give, just let it live. Yet my head is pounding, I'm dealing with this load on my mind. I got a head full of headache, a heart that's full of woes, man. I'm constantly singing them down home blues that not many people's knows, man. That leaves me with a twisted view of the whole wide world as I know it, and I guess I got no choice but to be a. I got no choice but to be. I guess I got no choice but to be a poet. I guess I got no choice but to be a prophet. I guess I got no choice but to be a griot, a gangster, an athlete, a bum, a nobody, a criminal. I'm constantly singing them down home blues that not many people know. That leaves me with the twisted view of the whole wide world as I know it. And I guess I got no choice but to be a poet. Mm-hmm. You know that's right. While people gotta get they get high so they can get high. They blast they pass the pipe to get high just like a Jedi. Never said I would I, even if I could I couldn't do it, but I just rather get a little shut-eye. So I sleep from dawn to dusk in a bomb shelter, cause you never know when the man is gonna drop that big one. Oh, pelting, people burning, melting along the bombers. Armageddon, karma, psychic readings, greetings, earthlings, I'm from Mars. Got two more planets to go and then I'm on my way to the stars. Oh no, there I go through the ozone layer, a hole where the men are the men and they mean it. Down where the wind don't blow, where the endo grow in the snow, and everybody poke, everybody poke.
Yeah, that was AC Alone with the song Headaches and Woes, and the first one was
I was Clear Up with something like that. She's Swedish. You don't even know
her. Yeah, she is Swedish.
Yeah.
You liked it?
I liked it. I liked the second one a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey,
was that new or old?
Oh, no, that's from his first solo album. Okay. That song's like
that. That was good shit.
I think the 10-year anniversary version of it came out like 3 years ago.
Ancient.
Mildred refused the world.
Seven.
an event. The name of an event.
The presidential election.
Oh, yeah, the 2008 election. Wow, that's a really good suggestion.
Yeah, yeah. I figured we were going to talk about that. Too bad the election will pass by the time it's online.
Probably.
No, that's a joke.
And you're voting for McCain and Taylor, I know.
I've always been a fan of Cynthia McCain.
I'm just curious.
Not Caribou Barbie?
Thomas and Mr. Pierce.
Huh?
You know, if you had the opportunity, you know, with Sarah Palin, you know.
Would you fuck Sarah Palin? I'd fuck Sarah Palin. Let's be honest.
I would punch her in the face, but fuck a word.
Cool. I'd fuck Sarah Palin. I mean, I would put a. I wouldn't look at her while I did it, but I would fuck
Sarah.
Put a
mask over her face.
No,
I
no.
Would fuck Tina Fey dressed as Sarah.
You know, that sounds like a better idea.
She's kind of creepy. I mean, I'm afraid her vagina would cut off my dick.
Oh, she's like 40-something?
That bitch has had so many babies, her, I swear.
She's old enough to have young, a teenager about to graduate from high school.
She's old enough to have a teenager who is in her second pregnancy.
Yeah.
So,
no, see, Sarah Palin has had so many children that her pussy grew teeth as a defense mechanism.
It's from all cancers through there.
I know.
Yeah, old for the internet.
Old for the internet.
Well, what would you give the thumbs?
I'd give it 3 thumbs up, maybe.
It's only 3, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to give it up 4 or 5 for because we're getting rid of Bush?
Well, that's why it's getting 3. Which is, you know, good enough. I don't know, maybe 4 thumbs up, yeah. I don't, you know, just getting rid of Bush, that's a good reason. I do like Obama. I really do like him, genuinely. I know you don't like him.
Our tax bracket,
no,
yes.
I like
well,
him.
Well, I don't care about
the tax bracket.
As a person, but I don't agree with him on, like, the vast majority of issues.
I don't necessarily agree with him on the vast majority of issues, but I like him better than McCain.
So we need to approach. But he voted for the bailout, he voted for the Patriot Act.
I'm not big on that, but I'm...
He did vote for the Patriot Act.
Yes, he did.
The second time, yes, yes. But
so technically, he voted for the Patriot Act. Don't mince words here.
Well, your man voted for the Patriot Act too, man.
What, Bob Barr?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he really?
Yes.
Well,
I thought that was the whole reason he was running the Libertarian candidacy was because he was opposed to the Patriot Act.
Well, Bob Barr is an unusual person because, I mean, the Bob Barr 7 years ago is not the Bob Barr today.
I agree. That was my whole reservation with voting for him in the first place. I didn't know what I was going to do. Then I read up on the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the one that...
He eats babies and hates Jewish people?
No, the Price is Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's him, honey.
I thought he was
That's that guy.
No, he's the gay English horror author. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, Bob Barr was like synonymous with the drug war back then.
Yeah, right I know.
In. And that was my big reservation with him. But, you know, I did look into him, too, and it's good to see he's come around. I mean, he was actually a lobbyist for one of the big... pro-marijuana organizations very recently.
Way to go, liberal.
Yes! No, liberals are...
Did you see it? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Gotcha. Now, as far as choosing somebody for president, you know, like you said, you don't agree with them on the specific issues. There's certainly a lot of issues that I don't agree with them on, but I think he is a... somebody who will sit down and really think about things. He'll have dialogues with people. Watching him during that infamous Joe the Plumber thing, you could tell he was really thinking things through when he was talking to him. He's not just reading talking points. Yeah, yeah. He's not just coming up with the not just trying to hit the points. Another good example is when he went to Iraq and talked to General Petraeus. You know, this is something that Congress people do very often. They'll talk to the generals, sit down with them, and kind of feel out what's going on with the war and everything like that. Most of them would just kind of say, okay, that was very interesting. Let me read it now. But when General Petraeus said that he wanted to work on a 16-month pullout, schedule, Obama he basically made his case, and they actually had like a genuine dialogue. And by the end of it, they both kind of were able to say, I can see your point, and I can see your point. Now, he seems like someone that will genuinely try to
hear both sides.
Yeah, he'll hear both sides. He knows where he is in the world in this day and age in this time period.
Some people, that's the biggest complaint I hear from black conservatives is he's too diplomatic.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to talk to the terrorists.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, after what's been going on, I think we need a little fucking diplomacy.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the way I say it, just give the kid a chance. He's better than McCain. He's probably going to drop dead in 6 months from, like, old age anyway.
Yeah.
hate to say it, but like, okay, they were getting all pissed off because they got into Barack Obama's past records and stuff, but McCain wouldn't put his medical records out there. Why? Because the motherfucker probably had like 12 heart attacks and was going to die in 6 months.
Yeah, I got like, three. I mean, this election did.
Yeah, but people said the same thing about Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney had a heart attack.
Yeah, which amazed me because I didn't know he had a heart.
Anyway, but no, I mean, Barack Obama, he's not perfect, but I mean, at the same time, he's so much better than McCain is right now that, like, I'd rather him than McCain.
I'll tell you also, with the exception of Ron Paul, he's really the first internet candidate. He would understand that the internet exists. I'm pretty sure that McCain
is like... Internet, that's a thing they put in swimsuits,
yeah,
right? All safe.
Oh my god.
Yeah, McCain literally doesn't really understand the internet. He doesn't do computers and email.
And I have
stuff.
To say, McCain is for the war, and he's been in so many wars that that's what he knows. He's going to go with what he knows. Anybody would.
But as far as just understanding how the internet can affect your campaign,
yeah,
and just especially Palin, who's just she's going out on her own. I think she's not even listening to anybody in the McCain campaign anymore. They keep getting caught in these little lies, these little stretches of truths, and then
the internet explodes it.
Yeah, they get caught on it, and there's no repercussions to them.
Like, well, it's not election. Like it used to be. You know, I mean, they used to have cameras on all the time, but you couldn't get that information immediately.
Right.
They get it was filtered through like 20 different people.
Yeah,
it's cell phone cameras, and it's anything that happens that's immediately online.
I just loved how she was trying to say how she was like all dumbed down, and she was like, "I'm from Alaska, and we can see Russia from my house, and I'm not rich."
Clone, you know, back when Dan Quayle was vice president.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
no, but she's like, "I'm so down to earth, and I'm just like y'all." And they're like, "Well, we spent $180,000 on your wardrobe in the past 3 months."
Yeah,
and she's like, about that.
I was a little suspicious of that. I mean, it sounds like a bad rumor, but I mean,
it's true.
Seriously,
$150,000?
$250,000 on your clothes?
And it would be okay if she wasn't trying. Yeah. It would be okay if she wasn't trying to say that she was like one of, you know, I'm just a middle class mom. No.
My parents, they're McCain supporters. They hate McCain. But they're voting for him because I'm gonna tell you all this, y'all are gonna freak out. You're like, they love Sarah Palin.
That's my mom's thing.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I don't get it. I really don't. In fact, my parents are making the argument that there was no one they would rather have in the White House if there was like a threat of nuclear war or, you know,
what?
That other than Sarah Palin, because she's the one who can handle it. I'm like, yeah.
Sarah Palin.
Which room the Oval Office is, she'll be able to figure out.
Yes, of course Sarah Palin can handle this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were just deluded that she really doesn't seem that smart.
Of course Sarah Palin can handle. She handled 2 teen pregnancies. Nuclear war is just a step ahead. Quite. She couldn't put the bitch on birth control, but, I mean, nuclear war, that's totally in.
She doesn't even strike me as having, I mean, I could go for multi as long as they had kind of, like, good instincts about things, but even then... there's nothing there.
Yeah. I mean, she scares me. I'd fuck her. She scares me.
Like, genuinely.
I'd watch you fuck her.
I'd be fucking her going, man, this bitch scares me.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I think it's pretty much wrapped up at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, Obama's got it.
The Electoral College is slipping. Indiana's flipped pretty much. Georgia is very much on the cusp.
The rumor mill right now, speaking of Palin, is that she's going to be the presidential nominee in 2012. Yeah, 4 years to whip her up into someone, you know,
with a brain. STEM, at least.
When's the next election in Alaska? She doesn't even win that.
Yeah, that's something else. Speaking of someone who actually lived in Alaska, Mr. Pierce,
right.
What was the opinion publicly of Sarah?
Well, you got to remember when I lived there, which was a long time ago, she was still the Wasilla mayor, so she wasn't really that well known.
But you had heard of her before.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Wasilla's not a, I mean, it is a small town, but it's not small for Alaska.
Hot capital of Alaska?
Yeah, hot capital of Alaska, mesh capital of Alaska.
Hey, do you think she's probably like a pothead on the side? I look at her, I'm pretty sure she probably...
No, I kind of...
Or at least was once.
I'm certainly Bristol is, and I'm pretty sure her husband probably is, but...
Oh, you never gave thumbs out.
Yeah, I give it like 2. You know, it is still locked into that two-party system and everything. And I know, you know, me voting for a Democrat is obviously...
disappointing me, yes.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, I mean, I, you know, honestly, I'm a little disappointed in you too, because I think you're just kind of writing him off.
Right away, quite, yes.
No, I extend a great deal of respect to Steve for a while, okay. Just to disagree with him on the issues.
Okay.
I think he's a great man.
I think the same thing about McCain, but I don't want him to be my president.
I actually have a great deal of respect for McCain.
Me too.
Surprisingly.
I have a lot of respect for McCain, like, since 2000. But
I mean, I think he's tossed... Yeah, I agree with you.
Point.
It's kind of like Colin Powell, right?
Yes.
Colin Powell was a great man. And an excellent
statistician.
Not statistician.
General? Black man?
Strategist.
Yes.
Strategist.
No, he's an excellent black man. You're absolutely right. That's what I was saying. No, he was really honorable, and then somewhere along the lines, about the time he started making his speech in the UN, he just kind of threw it all out the window, and, you know, he's fallen out.
He said, fuck it.
But now he's endorsed Obama, so he's a great man.
Yes. I like what he said about, like, where he was like, he's like, you're just doing this because he's black, and he's like, if I was just doing this because he was black, I'd have done it, like, then.
The only reason you're saying that is because he's black.
And the only reason you're voting for McCain is because he's white.
That's probably true.
Bastard.
Who? Are we talking about Rush Limbaugh? But you know what? You know what I have to say to Rush Limbaugh? Honestly, the only thing I have to say to him is that if you get a drug offense, you should go directly to jail. Just go to jail. There should be, no three strikes. No, you should go directly to jail. Fuck them all. They deserve it. I agree with you, Rush. Wholeheartedly.
I can't stand listening to him.
I can't either.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
I'd rather listen to Rush than Austin Rhodes.
I'd take Austin Rhodes.
No. I'd rather listen to Rush Limbaugh than Austin Rhodes, because at least it gets me firing.
Pick a number.
Me?
Yeah.
Two.
Two. A song, band, or album.
I have to pick one? Postal?
Well, Edward.
Postal Service.
Oh, I like Postal Service. Pretty consistent. I like them. Yeah, he's one of the few kind of high-pitched voiced singers that I really like. He's got kind of a range.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's the same guy from Death Cab for Cutie, you know.
That's right. Yeah, I usually just throw him in the same directory.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
Me too. But still, they're awesome.
What does that mean?
12.
Have they put anything out recently?
Yeah, this new album.
Okay. Is that a whole album?
Yeah.
Cool, I should download it.
Try again.
I'd give it like four.
So not quite as good as YouTube, but
yes. I'll give it a 2 thumbs down for being hard to search for, because, you know, whenever I search for Postal Service, I get like.
So let's listen to Death Cab for Cutie, Grapevine Fires, and then the song we always listen to after with it, Jason Mraz, Coyotes.
Yes, good song.
Wait a minute.
Up, the fire spread, and the grapevine seemed left for dead, and the northern sky looked like the end of days, the end of days. The wake-up call to a rented room sounded like an alarm of impending doom, to warn us it's only a matter of time. Thank you. said it was getting worse. As the ocean air fanned the flames, but I couldn't think of anywhere I would have rather been to watch it all burn away.
Running to you, no wonder I'm a one-woman man. She keeps my heart in a jar in a nightstand. I should tell her that she couldn't be more opposite than a foot in the door. There's no one else I would rather go out with. It's hell when I see them standing there. Me and my mouth, we don't mean to be rushing. We talk about thee freely cause we crush it. I'm gonna shake both sides of the butt, yeah. Theoretically, yes, ain't we lucky? And when the coyotes, they sing in the park, as soon as city life starts falling for the sea, winding roads are winding down, and the flying men will hit the ground. Every notion is closer to touching. The coyotes sing when they call on your loving.
Today or tomorrow, not today or tomorrow.
Jason Mraz with Coyotes. Remember Now?
I like Coyotes.
Yeah, so it's weird.
I got chased by a coyote once.
You got chased by a coyote?
Yeah. What? I'm not joking.
How did you get, what happened?
We were out at my ex-husband's farm.
Doing
shrooms. There was no shrooms, but there was a coyote, and he was stupid enough to run. So really, he got chased by the coyote.
He's the
one that
got.
Yeah, I was.
Clawed.
He didn't get clawed. It didn't really.
Okay.
It didn't. He didn't get that far. We weren't that far from the house, but he did run like a bitch, and it did try to follow.
Listen, podcast number 52.
Douche.
Sons of bitches. Any shout-outs?
Way to go, Palin.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's Palin.
Palin. Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Owen Smash.
Hey, man, nice shot. Some of you didn't get that, did you?
No.
I wasn't paying attention. I meant to be, but my shoes are captivating.
Ah, well. Not as captivating as Poodle's shoes. Poodle's shoes are awesome.
Those are not captivating.
Shout
they're ugly.
Shout-out to Poodle's shoes.
Yay, Poodle shoes. No.
Maybe. You gotta love the dog chew marks on it, too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the dude. That rug totally held the room together, man.
Tied the room together.
As long as if they were pink. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'd like to give a shout out to Paul.
Paul Newman. Will be missed.
Zombie
Especially
Paul
your Newman. Salad dressing.
Your salad dressing should be put on brains.
You mean the Paul?
Zombie Paul.
Yay, Tattoo Paul!
PB.
You know, Tattoo Paul would be a good zombie too.
Be a scary zombie.
Zero Palin zombies.
What are those zombie movies?
Well, anyway. Yay.
Mildred Pierce.
You can email us with this thing right here.
There you go.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Poodle's going to impress us with his incredible DJ skills, so here we go. We're going to come out. Bye.
Like sink the goddamn boat. It may have been a little bit better. How old is this pizza? Did you want to kill me?